You know, being outdoors in Arizona has got to be one of the main reasons you live here. And it's hard to beat the feel of that grass under your toes on a nice summer day, 4th of July coming. Make sure you're not overrun by weeds this summer with Bonide's Weed Beater Complete. It'll be a pre- and post-emergent for over 200 hard-to-kill grassy and broadleaf weeds so you can enjoy your hard work. No point spending all that time mowing and cutting and clipping if you're just going to let the weeds beat you. Weed Beater Complete is available in Mesa at Treeland Nurseries. You can also go to Plant Fair Nursery if you're in the Star Valley Payson area, listening on one of our Northern Arizona stations, as well as Warner's Nursery in Flagstaff. Just let Misty know you're there for Bonide's Weed Beater Complete for your pre- and post-emergence for your year-round weed-free lawn. Enjoy that Arizona summer Bermuda. And we were coming back with, he's not on hold anymore, Carlton.
Right, right.
And he had paint.
Right.
That he was trying to get rid of.
And apparently it wasn't drying out, you said, or what he said.
He's in a 10-year-old home, and the painters had left 10 gallons, or 5-gallon buckets, 2 5-gallon buckets. He left the lid off. It's been for a couple months, and the paint's still not hard.
Yeah, we hear that story a lot. And we buy a new house, or somebody passes away, and they're cleaning out a garage, and they have all this stuff. If he left it open like that, there's two things it could be. It could have been that it's not latex, and it's probably an oil-based, and that should be recycled. And you need to call your municipality, Queen Creek, there and tell them that. Or it could have been watered down, or what they used, it had a lot more liquid into it, and so they couldn't use it. That's why it was sitting in the garage. But what I would tell them to do is really call Queen Creek and tell them what the situation is. They'll probably come out and talk to them and come out to the location.
We have a website in our article today that's really there's several websites that make great referral directories for, hey, where do I go with this stuff?
Yes. One of them was earths911.com.
Yeah.
And that's a major national exchange, you might say. They keep track of who recycles what and where, and they use it based on your zip code. And you put that in, it will give you the nearest location to recycle or reduce or reuse or whatever it is that you're trying to do. It's a great resource.
Okay. Well, it's just ironic that we have received a couple emails in the last couple weeks where I think we can do our part for reuse and recycle. Here are a couple things that have been brought to my attention via our website and phone calls to our office. We are on a campaign to try and get air conditioning contractors to start right-sizing their equipment instead of oversizing it constantly, constantly, constantly. So our Rosie certified contractors go through an analysis process prior to recommending a new unit. We went out to a home in the Scottsdale area who had a fairly new system. A 2-year-old, 3-ton Trane air conditioning unit.
Okay.
A good unit. A high SEER rating, but just seriously oversized for the house. So I told the homeowner, look, why don't you let me auction that off so we can get you the right sized equipment? You can see your bills go down and live more comfortably. So if you want to put in a bid for a 3-ton Trane air conditioning unit that is still under warranty, there is nothing wrong with this unit other than that the contractor that installed it installed too big a unit. Go to rosieonthehouse.com, hit contact us. In the subject line, put AC bid. This unit retailed for over $3,000 2 years ago. If you can use a 3-ton Trane roof mount air conditioning unit, let's see if we, and the homeowner said, Rosie, whatever you get out of this, I'll split it with you 50-50. So half of it's going to go to offsetting her cost to get the system done right, and then our 50% will just donate to Habitat for Humanity.
3-ton. Give me an average size house again. Well, how would I know I'm a candidate for a 3-ton?
A 3-ton ought to be handling something in the neighborhood of 1,500 to 1,800 square feet, depending on the age of the home and the type of glass and insulation and the construction of the house itself. It used to be 400, 450 square feet per ton, but the units have become so much more efficient. The variable speed compressors and the increased efficiency of the homes have all changed that. That rule of thumb isn't as accurate as it used to be.
So we're helping
in the good old days.
Recycling by reusing. Now creating a Rosie on the House swap hour.
That's right.
Don't call the show if you're interested in that AC. Yeah. That it gets too confusing. But if you'd like to join the conversation on recycling, today it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Something else that's a big is, do y'all, tires.
Tires, yes.
I know it's pretty easy anymore because you pull up to your Big O or your discount or your dealer and, you know, they take the car and they come back brand new tires and they're solving it on their end. But that's a huge aspect.
Your previous guest was put together that program for recycling the tires. Back in the late 80s, there were huge mounds of tires out in the desert that would catch fire and those types of things. And they had a real problem with how to deal with them. So when you go to Big O or to wherever you go, discount, and you pay a certain fee for the disposal of the tires, that goes into a fund to help recycle those. Now, there's a company out on the East Valley that makes crumb rubber out of that and makes soaker hoses or some of the new playground equipment. The flooring for that is made out of old tires and those types of things. And then they recycle the radio that's inside, the metal that's inside.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And that's what's needed to manage these landfills and the volumes of waste that we're generating. I want to talk a little bit more about something that people have to deal with every day. Romy was talking about the battery he didn't throw away to his DeWalt cordless drill.
Right.
Batteries are tricky.
Yeah,
you would think the smaller the battery, the less impact they could make. But some of these little small batteries are a problem.
Yeah, it's actually the opposite, is that they're nickel-cadmium batteries, the ones that are in your hearing aid or your camera or your watch or your whatever, the rechargeable type things that are in your phones and your iPads. Those all have chemicals that are very hazardous. And again, where you buy your batteries for your hearing aids or things like that, they have a program where you can take them back. If not, you can take them back to one of those programs I talked about, hazardous waste events in your cities, or there's private companies like Batteries Plus that's out there that takes those as well.
Now, going from the small disc-style mm-hmm. batteries mm-hmm. up to the more traditional, the AAAs and the mm-hmm. AAs and the Cs and the Ds, how about handling all of those? What can I do with the AAA and AAs I'm going through with my home electronics and grandchildren games and all of that
exactly
stuff.
Since from when I was a kid, they've changed the chemistry inside batteries, where before
Terry, since you were a kid, they changed a lot.
Thanks a lot. That's your one joke. But they changed the acids that were in there and things like that. Used to they would just leak and then kind of ruin your flashlights and mm-hmm. things like that. Well, they don't do that anymore. So in a residential sense, if you have AAs, AAAs, Cs, Ds, you can throw those in, bag them, tie them, and put them into your garbage can.
Okay.
On your side, that's okay for those. But all the rest, all those lithium batteries, the rechargeables that are out there, when it comes to Cs, As, AAAs, and AAs that are rechargeable, you should take those back to a hazardous waste event too.
And what's your position on CFLs?
CFLs, yeah, it's
a two-headed monster.
It certainly is. It's certainly more energy efficient, and that's very important too. In terms of recycling, there's mercury in them, and just a little bit. And you can take those back to any home improvement stores. They have them for those. Again, that same battery location, Batteries Plus, they take lamps as well. And we take them at our hazardous waste events. But the best thing for them, they are allowed in the landfill and things, but if you're really into the environment, you should take them back to where they can be recycled. So you're right, it's a two-edged sword.
It is a two-edged sword.
Have a couple other questions for
sure.
You as it relates to recycling. I don't know.
I'll give it a try.
Sarah from Scottsdale, what are you trying to recycle?
Good morning. Last week I was listening to the show, and you had mentioned the green bins. I wanted to know where I could get them, and also, is there a monthly fee?
And you live in Scottsdale?
Correct.
Okay.
But I have a Scottsdale address, but I'm in Phoenix.
You live in Phoenix. The program that I think Felipe was talking about is something new that we're going to do. I call it volume-based, but it's pay-as-you-reduce and reuse. I think that's how they call it, or save as you reduce and reuse, excuse me. And it will start in July, and I believe it's July 7th. And at that time, you'll be able to call in certain areas. It's going to be phased in through the whole city. And you call then, and what you'll do is get a smaller green or garbage can, and then the fee should be lower at that time. And that's about all the details I know on it right now, but as it's getting closer, everybody's going to hear in the areas that they'll be able to do that. So it's an incentive for people to recycle more and reduce and reuse as well, because you'll pay a lower fee.
Gotta love that.
Yeah.
Gotta love that. Reward the homeowner for being ahead of the curve.
Exactly. Okay. In a way, Rosie, they've already been doing that because our fees haven't gone up for the last 6 years.
So, interesting.
And mainly because of recycling.
Okay.
Another interesting question. Mary from Apache Junction, welcome to the program.
Hi, aerosol cans.
One more time?
Aerosol cans.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, you're in Apache Junction?
Well, I'm actually in Pinal County, but address is Apache Junction.
Okay, yeah. Just take them out in the desert and shoot them.
No, you don't do that. In the city of Phoenix and most of the other cities in the Valleywide Recycling Partnership, we all take aerosol cans. The important thing then, though, is that they be empty. And so it's things like hairspray and silly string and Cheese Whiz. Those are easy aerosol cans. But when it comes to spray paints and oven cleaners and pesticides and things like that, they're all hazardous waste. You should take them back to a hazardous waste type program to make sure they're absolutely empty.
How do I find one?
In Pinal County, I think you can call Queen Creek. Give them a call. They've come up twice today.
Yeah.
And they're a member of the Valleywide Recycling Partnership. Give them a call, and they'll tell you who out there. Sometimes they partner with Pinal County.
There is one thing I have yet to be able to find how to recycle. And even where I buy it, they don't know what I'm supposed to do with it once it's empty. So I'm going to give you, off air in a break, I'm going to give you a challenge. What do I do with this one particular product? I buy on a fairly regular basis, and they are accumulating in my backyard storage area, and I have no idea what to do with them. I know it isn't something that's supposed to go into landfill.
And I have a question for you, but it might be the same as Rosie's. Although you said regular basis, I don't know. I'm a little confused. But it is something that comes in a canister like that. So we have that, and one more segment right after this.